Okay, Angie and LaRonda, you'll need to hit star 6 to unmute yourselves.
Well, good morning, everybody. This morning, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a LaRonda Daigle to you. LaRonda started her Mary Kay business in June of 1993. She earned her first Mary Kay career card in 6 short months. She became a director and earned her pink Cadillac in 1 year. And she's also earned 11 pink Cadillacs and currently drives the National Sales Director Pink Escalade. She was awarded Miss Go Give in July of 2004, and she has earned 20 trips to different parts of the world, courtesy of Mary Kay. Her unit was number one in the state of Louisiana for 19 years and 20 times in its unit circles with the highest of $1.3 million. She's a 12-time million-dollar sales director. She's in the top 10 unit in the Diamond Seminar 17 times and number one unit in Diamond Seminar 4 times. She's a top 10 sales director nationwide, has been that 9 times, and number 2 sales director nationwide 3 times. Her highest check has been $38,000 in 1 month, and she's been in Baton Rouge's business report in 2013 as one of the most influential women in business. She debuted as a new national sales director September 1st, 2014. LaRonda is passionate about teaching women to live their vision and not their circumstances. Her mission in life is to help women become aware of their special gifts and talents, to grow in faith, and find their true God-given potential and become a better version of who they already are. Please welcome LaRonda Daigle.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Cindy, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this call. And I know all of my national friends are, I'm just honored to be on this call with you. And so I kept confirming with Cindy, Cindy, this is like the London call. And so she's like, yes. And so I just want to say, first of all, that I am honored and blessed to be on this call. Good morning, good morning. We have a couple more days to the end of the month. And I know that I just pray that you have not let go in sight of the dream that you have to end up. This end up in December, but I just want to say to you that we have a lot in store for each and every single one of us. And so I want to share with you a little bit of my story differently than I would, of course, at a guest event. I want to share the journey, share what has happened. I speak a lot of truth. I speak a lot of I have a lot of passion for what I do. Of course, we all do. But sometimes I do believe that directors can lose their passion along the way for whatever reason, and they allow things to stop them and hold them back. And so I want to share with you the journey because I do believe that, you know, we can all get to a certain point. We can all get stuck at certain levels. I'm going to share those kind of things. And so I just want to say, you know, anything I say, I pray that it just it touches you and helps you and propels you to fulfill your dream for this seminar 2015 year. And so I want to take you back 21 and a half years ago. I began, of course, a lot of us have been in Mary Kay longer than that, but I was actually the very last class that was actually trained by Mary Kay. And so I remember that moment in time. But when I was a consultant, you know, no one, I know we have DIQs on this call, and when I was a consultant, you know, I was probably the greatest blessing. I was really, I was so busy. I was building a house, planning a wedding, working full-time, part-time, and then I joined Mary Kay. And so when I was moving forward and becoming a sales director, I didn't have a lot of time to read because I was just moving and I was working and I was making things happen. And so the bottom line is that, you know, no one ever said, hey, your people's people count. And so it was my goal, my dream, and I've always had that mindset that you have to have, it's your goal and it's your dream. And so I recruited back then 45 people my very first year, had 8 gold medals that first year, and 31 of them came in qualified and most of them were stars. So what happened to me? I went to seminar for the very first time that year, and I want you to know that I went to seminar, and I actually, that's when I caught really the vision. Even though we were actually in a Cadillac in DIQ, we earned our Cadillac in DIQ, and I know that's not normal, and I didn't know it wasn't normal, but you know what? I don't want to be normal, and I hope you don't want to be normal either, because being normal and being average and being the status quo is not something that I have no desire to be a part of, and I hope and pray you don't either. And if you have been in that way and you're falling back into that mentality, you can change. You can change your thoughts, and I'll get into that later. So what happened to me is that basically I went to seminar for the very first time, first rump on the Queen's Court of Sharing, and that's when I got off the stage and sat there, and National Sales Director today, Suzanne Brothers, was being crowned queen. And I sat there with tears in my eyes, and I saw myself for the very first time. You know, I really didn't see myself in a Cadillac. I knew I was doing it because I was doing it. But I didn't have that vision until I went to seminar and I saw Suzanne being crowned queen. And so my vision was for me to lead the number one unit in the Diamond Seminar. And, of course, I was blessed to be friends with Lisa Mattson. And when you're, you know, doing Million next to Lisa Mattson, you're like, we're going to be the number two unit. And it was exciting to be number two because she was doing 2 million, right? So the bottom line is this, is that that first year as a unit, I just really put my head down and I just kind of did what I – only thing I knew to do, honestly, truthfully, is to hold parties because really no one, like I said, was recruiting. No one was even working when I was a DIQ. And so we went from 32 to 65 unit members in 2 months, and then we grew from 65 to 106 months. And I took a white poster board, and every month I rewrote to 100 active team members on my team. And that was my focus, just to get to 100, and that's what I wanted to do. And so that year, our very first year, we did 769,000. I'm being very sincere and very humble and very truthful. I did not know that wasn't normal. I was just working and I was loving life. I was having a great time. And of course, where I am today and where I was then, spiritually, is a different ball game because, see, I wasn't raised in church at all. And I wasn't raised in church. And of course, at 21, I met my husband and we started going to church, and I just, you know, just because you go to church doesn't mean you understand anything, and I knew nothing about nothing. And so basically I was very, I love people, and I've always been that way, but at the same time I was very much about, you know, my goals and my dreams, and I was doing it, and I was frustrated when, you know, all my friends were doing, becoming nationals, and I wasn't, and I had some years of a lot of excitement, but a lot of frustration because I wasn't where I wanted to be, and I couldn't understand it for a long, long, long time. And so basically, I want to just kind of keep going with my journey. So I went, we did 750, 900, and then we did 1.3 our third year, and then we did a couple millions after that. And so let me just say how I am. I believe that I can only speak the truth, only be humble to you and tell you really how I felt and where I was and to tell you where I am today. And that's the only way I believe I can ever teach and empower women because, see, I was not good. You know, I had 26 directors at one point, and we got the call 10 years ago to go national, and they were filming, going around, that's when they used to film the videos, and they were going to go around and film Diana Sumter's video and then come back to me because we both at that time were in Louisiana, and now she's not, but she's in Tennessee. But the point is that I had a lot of loss, and I know we've all have lost directors, and if you haven't, you will. I mean, it's just part of it. It is part of it, but it was a lot of loss at that time. And so basically, I had lost a lot of directors, and that loss was really wasn't as big of a deal as the second go around when I was back up there and we were ready to go into NIQ. And then, of course, one of my number one director decided to go into another cosmetic company and really pretty much wipe out my area. And I went from 23 directors down to 6. And I'll never forget that. I will never forget that. I was done. It was over. I didn't need it. I didn't want to work with women anyway because, see, I don't know if you ever worked retail. You know, before I really ever joined Mary Kay, I really sincerely thought, I don't know. I don't know if I want to work with all these women. And, of course, you know, today I'm so passionate about it. But I'm going to tell you, I walked into my living room, and to lose that many directors over a company that they all went to Arbonne, it was frustrating. I was very upset. And so basically, bottom line, I walked into my living room, and for the first time in my life, I went to my knees and I said, God, if you can get me through this, I will never get off my knees again. And I want you to know that my journey started spiritually about 8 years ago. I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved God before that, you know, before ever coming into Mary Kay, of course, you know, not being raised in church and not praying for anything. And truly, I just found out this past, my parents do go to church now, praise God, but I just found out this year ago, this past Mother's Day, that my dad was agnostic. I didn't even know that. So it's like now I understood some things that, why wasn't I in church? Because I would be so frustrated that I didn't know anything. So basically, bottom line is this, is that I want you to know that I walked in, surrendered everything, surrendered my life, asked for help. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, that year was the year right when Katrina was happened, and you know, the ones who know, some of us had disasters, and so Hurricane Katrina wiped out, you know, Louisiana here and parts of Mississippi, and it was devastating. And so when you are leading the state and you're the rock of the state, it was very difficult trying to help these directors believe they can move forward. And so, you know, we went through several months of, you know, zero recruiting, and I didn't want to look at what was happening. I had to keep looking at the vision and what I knew that God was given me. And so the bottom line is this, is that, you know, we overcame that. And so that year, I just want to share this with you. You know, I don't know, you know, where you are in your, you know, of course, I don't know where you are with your life, because I do believe that, you know, Mary Kay is Mary Kay, but you have to be grounded in every area of your life, you know, personally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, you know, socially. We have to be grounded in every area. It's not just Mary Kay. And I do believe that if you can't lead yourself in other arenas of your life, you can't lead women and become a national sales director or even earn top director trips. I'm just being honest. I mean, you can do something once. Anyone can do anything once, but it's not about doing something one time. It's not about earning the Cadillac once. It's about earning it for the rest of your life, and, you know, being in, you know, doing trips and becoming a national, whatever your dream is. But, you know, I'm going to take you back that I went through a stage, you know, even though I was growing and I went through that whole, God's timing, but I went to the extreme, meaning that I am all or nothing in anything I ever do. And I went through a stage in my life, in my career, that, God's timing was, I was very passive, meaning that if it was going to happen, it was going to happen, and I would not really set the goals. So I went 5 years without even setting a goal after losing all those directors. And I went 5 years, and, you know, one of my directors in Washington, she says to me, I miss you. And I just looked at her, and she said, I just miss you setting goals. I just miss you standing up on the stage and saying, we're doing it this year. And I miss that because I stopped. I don't know if you ever stop letting people know what your desires are and shouting out the vision that God has given you, but I stopped because I was afraid that I was going to put myself out there, and once again, it wasn't the right time. It wasn't God's timing, and so I kind of held back on everything. And so I'm going to tell you this. I have been very blessed in Mary Kay, tremendously blessed, and I have loved my journey. You know, if I, you know, doing 12 millions, I really could have done millions for the rest of my life. I really could have done it with my eyes closed. I really, and I mean that very sincerely, and I could have done, you know, if I decided that, okay, because I almost made a decision that national wasn't for me, that I wasn't good enough. Obviously, I wasn't good enough to build the leaders to become a national. I had lost a million, but the bottom line is that I wasn't good enough. And so basically, bottom line is I really, I was holding myself back. I really, truly was. And so what happened to me, truthfully, what happened to me is my life changed tremendously. And if I get emotional, just let me be emotional, because I got to tell you what happened. So God is so good, and I am grateful for the journey. But you can get stuck. You can get stuck at million. I was stuck at million, people. I was stuck at million. And it wasn't fun. And it wasn't. I mean, it really wasn't. And so what happened to me is over 3 years ago, we were just, you know, number one in the Diamond Seminar, and it was our fourth year being number one, and Lisa Matson crowned me queen, and on stage Lisa Matson announced that it was over, it was time for us to become national area and all this kind of stuff. And so it was exciting, and I knew that I was ready, and so I started moving, you know, mentally moving forward. And see, I worked on, you know, national in my mind for years, but I never worked on it. And so that year, okay, so that was July or August, whenever seminar ended. And that August, you know, we're getting ready for the top director trip, and then one day I woke up, and I couldn't walk. I couldn't open a refrigerator. I couldn't, there's a lot of things I couldn't do. And so basically I called my doctor and I said, you know, there's nothing wrong, but something's wrong. You know, because I'm the person, like, nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. And so, you know, and I've been growing spiritually through the year, you know, I mean, but look, it was not even to where I am today, but I was thinking I was spiritual, right? So, because, you know, you can think you're spiritual. And just because you love God does not mean you're grounded. It just doesn't. It doesn't mean, just because you love God doesn't mean you live the Word. And so what happened to me is that I went to the doctor, and so I got a call from the intern. It said, oh, we didn't find anything, but we would like you to go see a rheumatologist. So, truthfully, I didn't know much about what a rheumatologist was. And so bottom line is this, I get a call. And basically, I had a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis and autoimmune disease. And so the greatest mistake I made is I went online, and you don't go online. And because it tells you lifelong autoimmune, you know, it tells you, you know, crippling, and I can just go back and see my grandmother crippled. And I seriously thought, okay, I mean, I worked out 5 days a week. I have more energy than all of us put together. I've always had tons of passion, and oh my gosh, I can't walk. And so basically bottom line is this, that they put me on chemo. I was taking injections, and then I go to leadership in Atlanta, and this is truly when my journey began. I go to leadership in Atlanta in January, and I'm in the lobby with one of my directors, and I'm in the lobby, and I ran into a dear million-dollar friend of mine, Jamie Verinius, and now national, of course, been for 12 years. But I ran into Jamie, and I hadn't seen Jamie for years. And we had, years ago, did a trade-off, and she came to Baton Rouge, and I went over to Chicago with her at the time. And so basically, bottom line is that I ran into Jamie, and she went to hug me, and I was saying things such as, this is what I was doing, okay? And I said, oh, I'm not hugging people. I'm on chemo. And she looked at me, and if you've ever read Jamie's book, just go look at the picture on her book of her eyes on that book, Warrior Magnificent. And she looked at me, and I just knew. She didn't say nothing. Besides, all she said is, I went through a situation, I almost died, and she stared at me. And I knew in my heart and my spirit that I need to call her, like now. Like, I knew that I needed to connect. And so, bottom line, I don't know if, so I'm going to pivot from Jamie, but go back to Jamie in a minute. So through that seminar, through that year, I had people that spoke into my life that didn't believe in me, that seriously, people that were my mentor that told me that they saw nothing within my unit or my area that proved that we could be a national area. And I'm going to tell you something. When you've led this company for 12 years and someone that's big and this company speaks into your life like that, it destroyed me. And I really thought for moments in time that maybe I'm not meant to do this. And so basically bottom line is I came back, I called Jamie, we had wonderful talks about her health, and so I then, and that was January. So February I went to Million Dollar Weekend, and this is where it began again, and this is really where it took off. I'm at the Million Dollar Weekend, and this is how I used to talk. So I don't know how you talk, but I can tell you right now, you will speak, and your life will become what you speak. And I spoke on that million-dollar stage, speaking to the million-dollar directors and their five ladies. And I'm going to tell you, please hear me out. I was honored to be a million-dollar director. I mean, honored. I mean, even whenever they – I think you should do it. I really do. At least once, if not more, but at least once. But I'm going to tell you this, what I know, I'm going to pivot for 1 second, is that I know what the company's doing now. They're trying to, you know, a lot of people going national, and oh my God, we need million-dollar directors, so let's give them $10,000 to be a million. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, we did 12 millions and we got 5,000. We got, you know, we were in, whatever class, the normal class on the planes, and now they get business class. I'm like, really? I mean, like, really? But listen to me. You don't follow. You follow what your heart says. You follow what God says. You follow what his vision is for you, not what the company is trying to pivot back to. You do what you want to do, but hear me out. Do not lose sight, because I lost it. I did lose it. And so what happened, I was at the Million Dollar Weekend on the stage, and I said, because I don't know who you're listening to spiritually, but one Sunday, my husband took our children to church, and I couldn't get up to go to church, and my husband was lifting me out of bed, and I could go on and on and on, and so I was watching a pastor, and And he said, God did not give you this disease to, give you cancer to just have it. He didn't give you a disease to just have it. He gave it to you to use it. And so I got on Louisiana Arthritis Foundation because I was going to be the speaker because, see, I can motivate, right? And I was going to be the speaker of the Arthritis Foundation. That kind of thing. That's how I am. And then I'm on the stage and I said, I am so glad that God picked me to have this because I know I'm an overcomer and I know that, I can help women overcome and I can, but I was still thinking that I was owning it. I was owning RA. I was owning that I was supposed to have this and I was believing. And so I can tell you, another woman and these two together, warriors, changed my life spiritually in every way. And then Beth Pineland walked up to me boldly at the Million Dollar Weekend. And I can tell you right now, she is one amazing woman of God. And she walked up to me. I've never in my life had anyone walk up to me so boldly and really almost stop me. She looked like she almost ran people down to come up to me and said, she looked at me and she says, do you believe God loves you? And I looked at her and I said, yes. And she says, do you love your daughters? Because they have a 17-year-old and soon to be 14-year-old. And I said, yes. And she said to me, would you give your daughters a disease to learn? And I looked at her and said, no. And she said, God did not give you this. The enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And she goes, and our Jesus is here to give us life into abundance, until it overflows. And so she hands me a book. And it's called Releasing the Ability of God. And she hands me this book. And it was actually her book that she was reading. And it was her highlights and her marks all over the book. And I took this book home. And then, truthfully, I wasn't as a major reader as I am today. And I started reading this book. And I wasn't as close to Beth at that point as I was to Jamie. And so I'm reading this book. And all of a sudden, it hit me that I may have known the word, not every scripture, but I may have known the word, but I was so not living the word, living it. And I just bawled. And I texted Jamie on a Sunday, and I just said, this is not Mary Kay, but I have to talk. I was coming out of my skin. I have to talk to you. So basically, bottom line, our relationship started to grow, and Jamie and Beth were helping me spiritually and walking me through a healing and really renewing my mind. And they spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and Andy Pineland just praying with me and believing with me and standing with me and just allowing me, if I needed just to cry, because you need that person, but you don't cry to people. Let me just say this to you. You don't share your goal with people who don't get it. You don't cry to people about your situation who don't stand firm and knowing that God is in control and that this is, to live the word. Because they don't live the word, you're talking to the wrong people, you're crying to the wrong people, you're sharing with the wrong people. People, you sharing and doing, oh my gosh, you're not. And so what happened to me is that I walked through all that. And I still walk through it every day, but today I stand. Today I know. Today I'm not as moved by a pain, because I know what the promise of God says. And so basically, bottom line is, what pivots with me is I started to grow spiritually. And then Jamie stepped into my life. I humbled myself, and I sat back, and I said, my million-dollar girlfriend, who's been a national, but I had to say, I need to allow her to mentor me, period. Because, see, overall, I thought, I'm strong. I've had a unit of 500 unit members. I can do anything, right mentality. And so let me just pivot back for just one second. I was invited by Lisa Mattson to go to the Inner Circle Weekend a couple years ago when they allowed, 1 year they allowed them to pick the go-give area. And that same year, Barbara Sundin called me and said, I would love for you to come to Inner Circle with me. And I said, oh, I'm so grateful. And I was like, so honored. But Lisa Mattson, and she said, oh, no. I just wanted to make sure that you were able to see this, before I retired and that kind of thing. And so basically I went to Inner Circle, and Inner Circle was just life-changing. And so, but the bottom line, Barbara Sundin sat down with me, and she said to me, we talked for like 15 minutes, and she said, LaRonda, I am so blessed to have you to lead this company. And she said, and we need directors just like you. And she goes, and we need directors to do million, and we need that standard of excellence. And she says, but what? You do a million, but I earn a million. And I don't know about you, but I was like, oh, my God. I just kind of like, ah, okay, so because it was the truth. So when Jamie, so let me just stop for a second. So that same weekend from Jamie, seeing Jamie in the lobby, that February, the next month, seeing Beth Pyland, but in January, Barbara Sundin at Leadership, that same leadership I saw Jamie, the same leadership that someone spoke into my life that I couldn't do it. I knelt down until Lisa Mattson by, and Barbara Sundin was sitting next to her, and she grabbed my hand. She said, "Would you please call me?" And so I said, "Yes, of course. You know, of course I'm going to call Barbara Sundin." And so I did, and she said that she felt that God told her to come work with me. Now, I've been told by all her nationals, I've been told by all her people that she didn't normally just go and do that with any other director. She did with her own area, but not with other people. And so Barbara Sundin sat in my living room for 2 days and mentored me and my directors and just shared so much belief. And to me, it was such a God thing. And so when she was leaving, I said, "Barbara, I can't thank you enough." And her words were to me exactly, quote, she said, "It was a gift to myself." Like, she felt so strongly that God said to make sure that she comes to see me. So she did. And so let me go back to the journey so you understand what I do know. The enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can take away your dream, he can take away everything. And I'm going to tell you something. When he took away those directors, at one point, you know, you can either shut down and quit, because I could have quit, because I really could have been offered any position and done anything at any given time. And I mean, I could have done anything. And I could have walked away, and then he would have won. But I didn't quit, so I overcame that, right? And so then May of this year, so August, I was diagnosed. May of two and a half years ago now, but my daughter was found down the street. She was 11 years old at the time, at the bottom of a pool. And I will never forget that when I'm running down the street. Now, I had just been working, remember, with this is like January, I saw Jamie, and there's a reason for all this. Beth, I saw, and you know, at the $1 Million Weekend, and May, my daughter was at the bottom of the pool, right? And so I ran down the street, and I get to the pool, and my daughter, they had her out. She was completely as white can be. Her lips were blue as blue can be. The nurse from next door, who knows Cameron, didn't even know it was Cameron. She looked down. Her eyes were these little pins, whatever all my nurses know, like piercing, whatever, those eyes. And they said she knew she had seconds to make this child breathe. And instead of going, "Oh, my God, my child is dying," I said, "Jesus help me, Jesus help me, Jesus help her." I mean, I was just speaking. And so bottom line is, my daughter is here. She's wonderful. She's great. Praise God. But I pray different. I believe different. You know, I don't pray the problem. I know and thank God for the solution and what's going to happen and just knowing that she was going to be okay. And so bottom line is this, is that it's been a hard road. It has. But I can tell you, Jamie stepped in my life. She stepped in my life, and she shook me up, and she did. She shook me up, and she just told me where she basically is like, "Where are you? Where have you been? And what has happened to you?" And bottom line is that I am forever grateful for her, because she just basically she mentored me. We would talk about our people, where are you, everything, and she would tell me when she would hear the frustration in my heart, she would tell me. She goes, "Let me tell you something. If you don't get this done, we will have the exact same conversation 1 year from now." And every time she would say it, it would just pierce through my heart, because you know how many years I've told my husband that we were going to be a national area? Do you know how many years that maybe you have told your husband that you're going to earn a trip or be in a Cadillac, or your children that they're going to be in a Cadillac, that you're going to be in a Cadillac? How many years have you said that, but you keep doing it? Because when Jamie would say, "If you don't do and move now, we will have the exact same conversation 1 year from now." And every time she would say it, I would just, I mean, ugh. So the bottom line is I am so forever grateful for my directors. I'm so forever grateful for my adopted directors here locally, because they rallied. We pulled together. It was absolutely the most amazing time in finishing our journey as a national area. And so the bottom line is this, is that I truly do love my life I love my life. Why? Not because I'm a national sales director, not because I'm going to get a pink Escalade. Those are great things. It's not even about that. It's because who I've become in the process, what has happened to me through this entire journey. I'm serious. I love me. And I can tell you, when I was crossing over and finishing, because we were supposed to finish for seminar, and it didn't happen. And my director, I had a hard time at seminar physically, and I just kept to speaking the promise of God that I knew that I was healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. And I just kept speaking it over and over and over and over. You know, I didn't deny reality, but I can tell you I don't live in my reality. I live by the promise of God. And that's what's changed for me. That's what's changed. So I'm still LaRonda. I'm still like the BAM and abundant thinking and knowing that I can do all things. But today I don't do all things because I can do it. Today I can do all things because He can do it. And that's the difference in me. And so I really, truly, I love what I do, but I know that you have to really not receive what's going on financially, physically, and I don't know where you are, but even in your Mary Kay business, you need to decide how great you want your life to be, because people without a vision, right, it's biblical, people will perish. Y'all, vision is power. Vision is power. With, you know, perish means that there's no direction. There's no focus. You're wandering around. You're not born to wander. You're not. Okay? You're not. You got to create and pray for a crystal clear vision, a crystal clear vision, a mental picture of your future. You know, but not just Mary Kay, your financial, your health, your physical, whether you want to, you know, be healthier with your body or whatever it may be. See, I am extremely disciplined. Not everyone wants to be disciplined. I mean, there's days. I mean, even the other day, I wasn't feeling 100%. But my husband and I, we still went to the gym. Why? Because I do not receive what is trying to attack my body. I receive and know that the promise says, bam, and you got to walk on the promise, period, the end. So my question to you, how do you see yourself? You know, directors, I know we have some DIQs, I'm assuming we do, but I'm talking to you, directors. You know, how do you see yourself? How do I know that some of you don't see yourself prospering? How do I know that? Because while I have directors who you give up too soon, you don't see yourself. You think that you're not where you want to be. Let me tell you one year, that year that everything happened was my worst year. When you're used to doing 50 and 60 and 70, and I've done 110,000, I've done 88,000, and in July of the year, like of the year of the Katrina, and I did 14,000. What? Now, to you, some of you maybe just hang on. This is where I am. When you have a unit of 500, 400 people, you just don't do 14,000. I mean, it just hasn't happened. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And so the bottom line is that I really was like so frustrated. But when I walked in and I went to leadership conference that year, that's the year I walked in and surrendered my life and surrendered everything. If you can get me out of this, I'll never get off my knees again. And I'm telling you, I don't care how bad I feel. I don't care what is going on. I never get off my knees. And the bottom line is that year I went to leadership and we were 332,000. And that, you know, listen, it's all relative to where I was, okay? And, you know, I'm going to tell you, we did million that year. Why? Because I don't, you know, I know we got to track, and we do need to track. We do need to track. We need to know where we're going. We need to know the people. We need to know what we're doing. I get all that. But the bottom line is, I'm serious. I don't look to see how much per month you have to do to the trip. If you know you're going to be on the trip, you're going to be on the trip. You may not know how it's going to come together, but God knows. You think I went from 332 to a million and I spoke? I knew I was speaking. When I got off my knees in that living room, I knew that I was speaking at seminar that year, and I did. And Diamond has a lot of million-dollar directors always, and I did. I am telling you, you are not defeated unless you choose to be. You're not a victim unless you choose to be. You are more than a conqueror. You got to believe that with all your heart. So remember, vision is power. But I'm going to tell you right now, vision without action is nothing. We know that. That's also biblical. But you got to get into action. If you got to, I mean, vision and action will change the world, period, the end. Period, the end. So the bottom line is you have to truly, you have a past. Maybe you've done big things in the past. You got to move past. You just got to go that today, now, I can do all things through Christ, and you've got to believe that. And I don't know what you all believe in. You know, whatever I can do to help in any of that direction, please let me know. But the bottom line is, nothing is worse than you not having a vision. Nothing is worse. Because your people will fall apart, your unit will fall apart, your area. And if you're not even speaking of something at your unit meeting, why? Why? Okay, why? So the bottom line is, you've got to say, I am ready to go into the next dimension. I am ready to really fulfill what I know that I have called to be a part of this opportunity. And so, you know, my calling today is to, you know, which I know that many, all nationals, I would assume, but I know me for where I've come from, not being raised in church and knowing what has happened and knowing that at one point I really did love some me. I mean, I really was all about me, even though I was still LaRonda, but it was all about me. I wanted everything. I wanted to be number one. I wanted to do this. And granted, those things happened, and that dream that God gave me when Suzanne Brothers was crowned queen did not come to pass till 15 years later. My question to you is, again, or another question is, how long are you willing to wait? How long are you willing to wait? And so I know that you got to move. And I know that God wants you to move. And he can't work through you. And today, yeah, it is all God's timing. But today, I move. And so I'm going to tell you something. Our people, we went from having 2 second lines to having six first line, 2 second lines. Then we had our seventh line. So we had 7 first line, 2 second lines. And I can tell you, this was April of that year. And I'll never forget when Jamie, on a Sunday, I had just did chemo. I was not feeling good, you know, just did chemo. And on a Sunday, Jamie tells me to get my people together. I'm in my pajamas Sunday night, and she wants me to get my people together. I'm like, yeah, that's so cute. That's very nice of her. And I was like, oh, because I knew she was right. When you know someone's right, and I hung the phone up, and I guess she can feel the resistance, and the phone was ringing, and I looked down. I was like, darn it, she called. Beth Piling called, and her best words were, don't argue with the boss. Don't argue with her. And I can tell you right now that I am so glad that she shook me up. I'm so glad she got my boldness back. I am so glad that she seriously brought me back to a level and then some in all areas of my life. Because I can tell you right now, we have work to do, people. We have work to do, and we have lives to change. And I just want you all to know that anything is possible when you do believe. I do believe that you need to put your goals and your dreams, whatever, to paper and back it up with the Word of God. I do believe that, and that's what I do today. Anything I want, our national debut is coming up, and my debut is put to paper to the Word of God, knowing what's going to happen. Because why? The Word does not lie. The enemy does. So I don't know what you want to happen by the end of the month. I don't know what you want to happen by June or by career conference and then by June 2015. I don't know, but I can tell you whatever God told you beginning of this year, it still can happen because he doesn't lie, he doesn't change his mind, right? So you got to step out on faith, know the harvest is coming. You got to believe in the power of the dream. You got to know where your dreams come from. And so, you know, I am grateful to be on this call. I hope and pray that I have said something to make a difference. I just want you all to know that just don't receive whatever report the doctor has given you. Do not receive what it looks like on your in touch, your production, your lack of recruits. Don't receive it. Don't receive it. I don't care what it says. I mean, I know that sometimes it's frustrating and maybe your check is not the way you want it to be. I get it. I get it. But please don't let those things stop you from the calling of your life, because I can tell you, he would love to shut you down all the way so you can walk away. And so I just want you to know that anything is possible, and I am grateful to be on this call. And so, Cindy, I don't know if you're going to pop back on or not, but I am.
I'm here. I'm here.
I'm blessed to be a part of this.
LaRonda Daigle, you know what? You just don't know. You have preached probably one of the best sermons I have ever heard today. I know without a shadow of a doubt you have touched countless lives today. You know, we don't really know each other being in different seminars. I'm Emerald, you're Diamond. But I just got to praise God this morning because he laid you on my heart. And, you know, it took me about 3 weeks to chase you down. We just kept, you know, back and forth missing each other or whatever. And I just felt this push, you know, just I've got to get her to be one of our speakers. And I don't even know her, but I have to get her. And I have no, now I know why, you know, and you have just given us exactly what we needed to get, you know, into the new year and to get it moving. I have one question for you.
Sure,
in your 12 millions, your 12 different years that you did million or better, I'm sure there had to be a year or more than a year that you did 650 in 6 months. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
So
absolutely.
It can be done.
I mean, especially that year I told you that, the Katrina mm-hmm. year, and absolutely, we went from 332 to a million in January. So we did. Actually, it was probably 5 months that we did that. So
it is possible.
Every year was different. You know, every million was different. There was millions that I had zero offspring. There were millions that had five offspring, three offspring.
Mm-hmm.
That every million was different. And so I can just encourage you to keep swelling your unit. You know, I'm going to tell you all right now, and I know we have some national friends on the call, even where I am right now, you know, I've been very blessed, and I debuted these beautiful directors, and I'm grateful. But I'm so not, I mean, we should never be content. We should never be like, oh, I'm a national, or I'm this, I'm a million-dollar director. I don't need to be doing things. But right now, I even tell my husband, I mean, I have a prayer, a petition about my life, about my business, my personal business, and what I want to do. And so even where I am, I am seriously on a mission myself personally, because y'all, we just have too many lives to touch. And so the bottom line is this, is that whatever, you know, I want to tell y'all one thing. 1 year, so I did the 5 million in a row, and then I remember I dropped down. And I remember saying to myself, I think I said it out loud to my husband and everything. I said, I was frustrated. I said I would never not go to seminar, not being a million-dollar director. Well, this was, you know, forever ago. This is back in the 90s. And today I know that God humbled me. Of course, that year I went to seminar without being a million-dollar director. And then the following year, I remember saying, because I was not where I wanted to be, that, you know, not doing prestige was, like, not cool. Like, but I needed some humbling. I needed, you know, I was really sweet and everything, but I needed some humbling. And so that year we didn't do prestige. And I remember that year was Hawaii, and I remember going, telling my husband, I said, well, we're going to fly into Hawaii a couple of days early, spend time by ourselves. The truth is I didn't want to fly, you know, I didn't want to fly with the $650,000 directors because I didn't want them to know I didn't do prestige or million or whatever. I mean, of course, they would figure that out once I got there, but that was insecurity within me. And I just believe we all, no matter what we've done, how big it is, it doesn't matter. We all have those moments of insecurity. None of us are perfect, and none of us know it all. And so I'm just saying, you know, I think the greatest thing I can say to you is that when you have a mentor, like, for example, Jamie being my mentor, even though she's one of my greatest friends ever in my life, you know, you need to value that. You need to take advantage of someone. You know, I have a director who I'm going to mention, my director. My director, Melissa, she actually, you know, make a long story short, she was very much never not where she wanted to be. And so, you know, because of the dream that I had becoming a national, of course, then she went into her Equinox. And then this past year, she came to me and she said to me, I want to be in a Cadillac. And I said, great. I said, but you'll never be in a Cadillac if you do not do the National Court of Sharing. She had two qualified recruits. And this was actually March, two qualified recruits. She ended with 27 qualified. She earned her Cadillac. I mean, she's doing greater things than she's ever done before. Why? Because she took personal responsibility and personal control. And I'm going to tell every director on this call that if you want that trip, because I know this trip's about London, please, I promise you, if you do this Court of Sharing, if you just focus on one thing and focus on you personally doing the Court of Sharing. Focus on that when you hold your parties, it's not because you're trying to pay bills, that you're holding to look for the next leader. And I know you know that, but I have never, even my first year as a director, never held a party to pay bills. I've never had that mindset. I've always did what I did and sold what I sold only because I was selling because I was looking for the next leader. But if you do that court of sharing, I know you hear from your national, I know you do, but I just believe it will change your life. You know, that first year, because I didn't finish, so that first year I was on the Queen's Court of Sharing. So the next year I only did 20 qualified, and you're like, oh, my gosh, you missed it by four. I did, because I'm just different. I don't sign my mama up. I don't sign my daddy up. I didn't get the B and sign up for people and place orders in their names. That's not who I am. So I did miss it, but that first year was 31 qualified, and the next year was 20 qualified. And those 51 qualified those first 2 years in a row is really what propelled, I believe, all these years. But if I can go back, there's two things I would have changed. Number one, I would have kept going with the quarter sharing myself. That year was our third year, and we did $1.3 million. I was pregnant that year. No excuse, but we grew. Right in December, from 180 unit members. Now, I don't know where you are right now, but in December, we had 180 unit members. And then June, we ended up with 341, and we ended up doing $1.3 million. So I don't know where you are, but I can tell you right now, it can take off, explode, it massive growth. It could do anything, okay, if you believe that. But so if I could change, I would go back and I would do the quarter sharing every single year. I would, because I know. And if I could go back, even though today I've loved the 12 millions, don't get me wrong, but if I could go back, I would have focused on national ever before doing million. I'm not saying not to do million, but I would have focused on national sooner. Even though I talked about national, talking about it, or even talking about the trip, doesn't mean you're working on the trip. It doesn't mean you're working on national. I would go back and focus on national because the security for your family is greater than you being crown queen.
That's right.
And security for your family is greater than you on a trip. You're on trips as a national for the rest of your life. I'm just saying the security in me. And just because when I got that call, you know, that with my diagnosis, and you never know what can happen. I am grateful, though, I was a million-dollar director, and I am grateful that I truly was at the position where I was, because that's the first year of that. I slept 10 months. Out of the entire year, I slept the entire year practically. I mean, my husband was really worried. My husband didn't even know when I was going to wake up, and if I woke up, I was already sleeping 2 hours later. I couldn't walk. I was so tired, and so I slept. But I still earned over $200,000 that year because of what I built. But I'm going to tell y'all, if you can just get that trip done, focus on that quarter sharing, and continue to focus on building your national area. Even if you have one director, you've heard the stories. You've heard the Cecilia James. You've heard the Beth Pylons, you know, having 11 DIQs and finishing. We had 9 DIQs and finished because we had that much momentum. And I'm going to tell you right now another tip. When you get the momentum, don't you ever stop.
Mm-hmm.
We had it. I looked at Troy Daigle. I said, hang in there with me, because my girls have worked so hard. I said, because we didn't finish that seminar, and then July happened, and we didn't finish it in July, and so we were still at seminar in August. We're still at seminar, and I told Troy, I said, Troy, hang in there. I said, they have worked so hard. They are so tired. We got to keep pressing, because if it drops, they're not going to go back to that speed again. It's a different speed. It's a different focus. I mean, my director, my number one director, Nicole Shelton, seriously called me on June 30th and said to me, LaRonda, I don't care if we do 350. I don't care, because we're finishing this. I mean, this is what they did for me, but that's what you got to just to build that much esprit de corps that they will do whatever it takes, and they will drop whatever they're doing, and they took over. They were going into my unit and calling my people's people, and they were doing whatever it takes because they believed in me as becoming their national sales director. And so, Cindy, every year has been different, but I can tell you I am so grateful to be with you and every single national.
Well, you're right. The B is the key. The key
is
the B, and Mary Kay told us that. I mean, you know, Mary Kay said when you see a woman with a diamond bumblebee on her shoulder, you should at least bow. I mean, that was her way of saying how important that it is, and everything goes back to personal work and personal team building, and it all leads to all those great things, trip, million, national, because, you know, eagles recruit eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, the B is the key. What is the name of the book that Beth Pyland shared with you?
Releasing the Ability of God by Charles Oh, it's in my bedroom. Releasing Ability of God by Charles Capps, I think.
Capps. Okay, I know that gentleman. All right, yes, okay.
So there's been other several wonderful books since then. So if anybody wants to connect with me, feel free, because Beth Pyle and I really did just, and Jamie just, yeah, because I, well, yeah, they're great people.
They are. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you with about that. And, you know, you have poured into us so beautifully today and, you know, reminded us of so many timeless truths straight from the Word of God. I mean, like, that your life will become what you speak. You know, your life will become what you speak. You will have whatever you say, Jesus said. And it's so true. And, you know, at NSD Summit, Pam Shaw shared this with us, and I know you remember this. She said that at the end of your life, studies, scientific, you know, psychological, whatever, say your life will be defined by this, 10 significant events. And I heard so many significant events in your life, like one of those was when you gave your heart to the Lord. I mean, when you just totally got sold out and radical. And you know, maybe you had a head knowledge of him before that, LaRonda, but then you gave your heart to him. And there may be people on this call today that have a head knowledge, but they don't have relationship. They don't have that heart relationship. So you have encouraged people today to get on their knees and stay on their knees, you know, and that's when things really start happening. But 10 significant events, 7 pivotal moments. I believe this call today was a pivotal moment. I know it was in my life. Can I just be real and transparent? It was in my life because, you know, if you heard Jan Thetford's call, she shared with us several weeks back that, and that was call number 31, if anybody wants to reference that call, but that whenever you set a big goal, get ready for a pushback, mm-hmm. is what she called it. And everywhere in your story, I saw that. Every time you set a big goal, you had a traumatic something happen. You know, you got sick. You had that, you know, bad diagnosis, then your daughter at the bottom of a pool. Every time you had a huge goal, a real passionate vision that you were driving towards, you had a pushback. And then you have to make a pivotal turn. You have to make a decision. Am I going to let this stop me or am I going to let this propel me, one or the other? And then lastly, she said five people. You know, the 10 significant events, 7 pivotal moments and 5 people at the end of your life, that will be what defines your life. And then you told us, do not argue. You know, Cindy Williams shared that with us at NSD Summit. She said, be a person of DNA, which means do not argue. Do not argue. And, I loved what you said when you said don't receive, you know, what's been spoken over you, the bad diagnosis or the bad whatever somebody's trying to, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I had people close to me, you know, say things like, why can't you just be satisfied? You know, why can't you just be satisfied driving a Premier Club car? Why do you have to push for the Cadillac? Why do you have to push for, you know, Trip? Why do you have to push for, why can't you just be satisfied? You have such a great life. You know, well, you know, why settle for good when excellent is out there, right? And then you said, but instead, you got to hold on to the promise. You know, instead of receiving the bad word, you receive the promise of God. I know there's got to be other NSDs on this line listening this morning that want to affirm you, LaRonda. Who else is on here?
Good morning, Cindy. It's
Good
Kim
morning,
Walker.
Kim Walker.
Oh, my gosh, LaRonda.
Oh, my God.
I could not hold my peace. First of all, we need to do altar call.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
Oh, my God. You, LaRonda, wow. We have truly grown up at a distance in this business, but I remember us doing that million together the first time, and of course, your husband eating my steak because I wasn't eating red meat at that time. But you know what? It was all good because I was single, and I'm glad he enjoyed it. But nevertheless, oh, wow, LaRonda, you have absolutely knocked it out of the park this morning. And thank you. Thank you so much for being transparent and allowing the Lord to lead us and to lead you.
Yes,
in your testimony, because people don't know, people really don't know, but I remember you were absolutely that original Daisha. When you came on the scene, you were that one that really sparked all of us, and we're in the same age range, not like Daisha, but we're in the same age range, and So just watching you, and I've always believed in you, and I'm so happy that you didn't lose the belief in yourself, because you got it. You absolutely got it, and now everybody knows. And so thank you again for your transparency, and may God continue to bless you and your family abundantly. And, you know, I wasn't raised in the church either, and so I understand in so many ways what you're saying. But what people need to know is that elevation and promotion comes from God, and that becoming a national absolutely is a God thing. It's a God thing. And so if you're not ready for the God thing, you know, keep doing a million. But I tell you, when you're ready for the God thing, you will go through it, and you will come out as pure gold, as our awesome speaker did this morning. So thank you, LaRonda, for sharing. And thank you, Cindy, so much for following your heart and listening to the Lord on these calls. Thank you.
Thank you, Cam. Amen. Anybody else?
I'd like to say something. I have a little scratchy throat, but it's Kathy Helu.
Good morning.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I couldn't even sit down and type as fast as you were talking, because I forgot how fast you talk, LaRonda. But before I tell you how great your message was, Cindy, I just want to say again, you're such a great listener. I learned from you because you're able to pull something to support what Rhonda said from so many different messages, and that is a gift. You are a tremendous listener, and I thank you. You always thread things together and just put a perfect bow on the call. LaRonda, what I want to say to you is I'm so proud of you. You have bounce back ability like none other.
Right.
You are becoming God's masterpiece. He is crafting you to be one of the most powerful and influential national sales directors. Because you're looking at everything through the eternal perspective lens, and you're following the vision that the Lord is giving you, you're going to go to the very top, even with the diagnosis that you refuse to receive, that you're looking for the silver lining around the clouds in your life and in your business, and that is the only way to become his masterpiece, and you're doing it. You're living it out. I love the fact that you gave so much value to your mentors that have become your friends because you listened to them, they poured into you, they loved you, and they believed in you. And I believe that that's why you're a national today. I know God called you to be a national, but there's a point when we lose our belief that it's so much easier just to justify reasons. And your health could have been the reason to prevent you. But you didn't. You listened to your mentors. And I thank Beth and I thank Jamie for investing in you. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Lisa's always been a mentor for you.
Yes.
And I'm just so, so proud to have you as a sister national sales director. And I just want you to know that. Thank you for pouring into everyone. And those that were not able to be on this call, I will make sure on my director call on January 5th that as part of the strategy, they all listen to the amazing new national sales director, LaRonda Daigle. Proud of you, my friend.
Well, Kathy, I appreciate you because, as you know, you have always, when I was a day-old director, I was given a tape back then, not a CD, a tape, and it was fasten your seatbelt. And I still have it because I actually was the one who years ago convinced the company to bring that back on as a CD. But I love you. And I went to new director training week, and you were there. And then I went back, and it just you've always been that person. When I was, I don't know if you remember this, but I walked up to Kathy, my first career conference as a director. She said, where are you right now? And I told her, and she said, what's your goal? And I said, 500,000. And she said, LaRonda, you're right at 500,000. But I was scared to set a goal bigger than my director. And she told me to go back, and that Jackie was her director, and she did 800,000. And so basically bottom line is I went and had a banner already done, and we took the banner and put an 8 on top of the to do an A on top of the whatever it was, 500,000 back then. And so the bottom line is that we did 769 because of you.
No, because of you. See, you were open to mentors even from the beginning.
Exactly. And
you
so
were
you wrote,
open.
And you wrote me a card, and you said, never apologize for excellence. And I love you, Kathy. Thank you.
I love you, too, and I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thanks,
Cindy.
Thank you, Kathy. Anybody else? Real quick. Any other
hey, LaRonda. It's Kim McClure, my friend.
Good morning.
I love you.
I love you, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you for your words today. Thank you for refusing to be stopped by the enemy. Thank you for becoming my sister in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the excellence.
and the passion and the love that you share. As everybody has already said, ditto, 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 ditto. It was a blessing to me to be on the call today. Thank you, my friend.
I love you.
Can't wait to see you at Leadership.
Yeah, thank you. Love you.
Well, LaRonda, we're out of time, but I just got to say I'm with Kathy Helou. I think I know that I'm going to get in touch with every one of my directors and say you must hear this call. My cell phone is blowing up with text messages from my DIQs and my directors, and they're telling me this is one of the best calls ever, and I have to agree with that. And I just want to encourage everybody as we wrap up 2014 to take everything that LaRonda said and to add to it the Word of God, because she is so reinforced how important it is that you take those promises and put them into shoe leather. And I would encourage you today to go and read Psalm 139, because I think you're the walking embodiment of that word, LaRonda, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so, you know, you really are. And LaRonda, your smile truly does light up a room when you walk into it. It does. I mean, your smile is like neon or something. It just lights up the entire room. Thank you so much.
I just love you to pieces.
Love you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Everybody be blessed and Happy New Year. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.